Let's say there were other brothers that are healthy. And this one, the Tumtum, now went and made chalitza to his brother's wife. So Rabbi Yehuda lav klum of it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, means nothing. He won't even pass on the other brothers. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a saras chamed, means nothing. But according to Rabbi Yossi, it's only a suffix psul, therefore it's a suffix. So now that he made chalitza, he'll pass on his brothers mitam suffix. Another pshat Gemara says is, if there's no other brothers, should there be chalitza or not? Rashi says, the main ach, there's no other brothers in Latumtum. Where it says, Amarovo lifso b'mokim achim, that when he does something, like Rashi says, im yesh imay achim, there are other brothers alive, well brothers. Now this one brother that's a tumtum, he makes the chalitza. So Shalom, if it's a suffix chalitza, or paslam the yachim now can't make yibum anymore. But if you learn to contribute, it's a vade, not a chalitza, senechnami, then the other brothers can still make a chalitza, can still make a yibum. Or else, if there are no other brothers, only him, he's the only brother alive, should he give chalitza or not? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a vaday, there's no mitzvah. He doesn't have to give chalitza. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's a suffix whether he's a ish or not, whether he can make chalitza or not. So in that suffix, he still have to make a chalitza. These are enough gemines. Hajin lecho al elu mumin. Alright, we'll stop here. You hold the new parak here, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Here the Mishnah says, Mumim Elu. He's the Mumim, all these Mumims we learned about before, Bein Kvuyim, Bein Oivrim, Poislim B'yodim. All the Mumim we learned about before that's a Paslus, by a Bechor, the same thing applies to a Kain, to an Adam, that if he has one of those Mumim, he's possible to do the Avodah. And the Chiddush by an Adam is, even though it's Oivrim, even though the Mum will go away, it's not going to stay, still calls the man, the mum is there, he's supposed to do the avodah. That's the chiddush by a kohen. Now the yeser aleihem, there are even more mumim that apply only to a kohen and not to a behema, and that's hakilun. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what this means, the type of how his head is shaped, the haleftoin, the hamekabon. There's all different psulim. His head is shaped in a funny way. The sheroisha shokut, or else his head is shokut, or else Uskifas, or else he has skifas, also different type of shapes we'll see in the Gemara. Or balichatoitrois, or else he has like growth, a ward growing on him. We'll see in the Gemara also exactly what it is. So these are mumim. Now Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, it's the last one, the balichatoitrois. It's Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Rabbi Yehuda does not call the mum by a kohen. The Chomim place, the Chomim say no, that this chatoitrois, we have this award, the growth. The Chum say yes, it puzzles by a coin. See exactly in the Gemara what the case is. Now, HaKerach, let's say somebody's bald. So, a puzzle, it's also a puzzle, it's a coin that's bald, cannot do the Avodah. Ezeya Kerach, what's called a bald head? Kol Shein Lo Shita, it doesn't even have one row, Shel Sar of here, Mukefas, that goes, Meyazin Lyazin, it goes like straight across the head, from ear to ear. There's not even one row of hair that goes straight across from one ear to another ear. That's called the kerev. That's called the bald one. That's possible to do the avodah. But in Yeshlei, let's say he has at least one row of hair growing across, then a razor kosher, even though he's bald the rest of his head, do his kosher to do the avodah. That would not be a paslus by a kohen. Now the Gemara says, Amai, like why do we say the psulim that apply to behema applies to another muscle, like Rashi learns. And my psulim biyodim, why do we say all these psulim of the Mishnahs before applies to a kohen also? Avuika yabelis to like sibiraisa biyodim. There's a yabelis that does not say by nodim. Rashi says like sibiyodim. It only says yabelis, that type of a shchin by a behema, not by nodim. So why do I say that all the mumim before apply to another muscle? Chesu also dak tavlu. Then the eye, if there's a cataract growing on it, or else where the black of the eye goes into the, where the white of the eye goes into the black of the eye, we said that's a mum by a behema. So the question is, like, super behema. It does not say it by a behema. This psul it only says by an Adam. It only says it by a Kayin. There's a psul of dark and follow. So how do we know to say before that the psul applies even to a Behemer also? So the answer must be that Melef Yalfim Yadodi, that we learn out one from the other, that we learn out Adam from Behemus and Behemus from Adam, that the moon that applies there apply here also. So therefore, even though he only says Yaleves by a Behemah, it applies to an Adam, and even though it says Dak and Follow by an Adam, it applies by a Behemah also. The Tani would learn like this. The Adam Loinema is clear bright like that. By Adam, by a Kayin, Loinema by Yabelis. It doesn't say this mum of Yabelis of a Shin growing on you. But and by the Behemah, Loinema Dak ut Follow. By a Behemah does not say the mum if there's a cataract, a growth in the eye, or it's full of mixing up in the eye. So, minayin, how do I know to say, litinis oimer shall zeh bezeh? Let's say whatever it says by an Adam applies to a Behemah also. Yes, oimer shall zeh bezeh, what says by Behemah applies to, or what says by an Adam applies by Behemah. Talmud Lamed, learn now, it says, gerev, gerev, yalefes, yalefes, l'gzera shova. It says these two things both. It says Yalefes, and it also says a Gerif, both of them. So, and they're both type of shins. Since before, it's by Yabelis we had before, that was a growth. But here, Gerif and Yalefes that we had before is a different type of shins. So it says Gerif both by Nodom and by Behemah. And it also says Yalefes by both. So what does it have to say by both? Let us just say by one. So the answer is, it says by both, it's a Gzereshava. To tell us, we learn out one from the other. That the moon that applied by Nodom applies to Behemah also. Yeah. So Mora says, a Mufni, it has to be an extra, one word here has to be extra. Because the Eloi Mafni, if it wouldn't be extra, I would not make this Gzera Shava. Because Ikula Mifra, I could ask the question on the Gzera Shava. And like this, Odom a Behemah, if it would have just said the moon by a Behemah, I would not learn out a Kain from a Behemah. Lo Yalef, why? Shekein Yatz Mekrev L'Gabi Mizbeach. Could be Behemah, like it's a bigger Kaddish. Because the Behemah itself goes on the Mizbeach. The Behemah itself is like a Korban. So that's why the Torah was marked with the Behemah should not have any Mum. But maybe the Kayin, he himself doesn't go on the, he himself is not brought on the Mizbeach. He just does the Avodah. Maybe by him there wouldn't be a Psul of a Mum. So need a Pasuk by Nodim. Now, let it just say by Nodim. No, the Behemah Meyodim Lo Yalef. I will not learn now that Behemah from the mum of an Adam. Why she came this rabba the mitzvahs? Because we know like Kahanim, have or any person, has a lot of mitzvahs. So maybe since a Kohen has a lot of mitzvahs, therefore the Torah gave this mitzvah, he can't be a mum. But by Behemah, that's not a bar mitzvah, maybe there we don't care, even if it's a bar mum, maybe it's kosher. So kids, I will not be able to learn one from the other. So I have to say that it's a gzeirah shavah, it's mufna, it's extra. The Mura says, Layef Nuyem Mufna, yes, it's like a true, it's like extra. Why? Because otherwise, Lichta Rachmona Yalefis. The Torah just should have said the word Yalefis both places by Behemah and by Yodim. For Loi Boy Gerif, and I would not have, they would not have to have the Mum of Gerif. And, or better, let us just say the Mum of Yalefis. And I would automatically know Gerif. For you know Amina, Oma Yalefis, Madachi Yalefis, that type of a shin. The Loi Misa doesn't look so bad, it's not disgusting. Heavy Mumas, but the Mum is so Gerif. That's the worst type of a Shchin. The Mias, that's disgusting. Loi Koshchin, is it for sure to be a Mum? Rashi says, Gerif the Mois Mialefes, the Koshu, because this Gerif is hard like an earthly Kli. Or Meshakei Abos, it's sunk into the ground and it makes a crack there. So Kitsa Gerif is a bigger Mias, more disgusting than Yalefes. So the Torah said that Yalefes is a mum, why does the Torah have to write Gerif also? So Gerif, Gerif, of course, Rechman Alomli, how come the Torah wrote the word Gerif twice by Nodom Adahimah? It's Lafnui, it's extra. To teach us what? That you learn out Adam from Behemah to make this Gzera Shava. So the whole words of Gerif, Gerif is like extra to teach us that we learn out the Mumim, what it says by Nodom, if they could apply to Behemah, they apply. What it says by name, if it could apply to an argument, applies. Now the Gemara says, if so, lechtevinu rachmana kulu bechad. The Torah should have wrote only all the mums by one, either by Nodim or by Behemah. And then the gerif yalefes, hocho v'hocho.
then it just should have wrote the word Gerfei Alechas two times. And Velufi Mechada. And I would learn out from one from the other. So the question is, how come a lot of Mumim the Torah writes two times? It writes them both by Nodim and by Behema. The rest of the Mike Siv Eve Iver Pisayach Vishover Hachavacha. It says an Iver, a blind, a Psech, a lame, a broken leg, both by an Odin and by a Behema. The question is why? If you're learning out one from the other, the Torah just should have wrote it by one of them, and then for this Kseira Shava, Gerov Gerov, Yelof Yelos, would learn out one to the other. So, Mazel, let's see. Ahai boy lichta rachmona. By which one should the Torah write it, and which one learn out? Tamar says, "Cause e kosa ba'adam, if it would have just wrote these movement by an adam, havamin, I would have thought to say, kol de posel b'yodam, posel b'behema. The Torah would have just wrote all the movement just by an adam, and only had this gzera shava, so I would have thought to say, whatever is posel by an adam applies to behema. But kolot v'chutin, to lesnaya b'yodam, but a kolot, that's where the hooves are round, that only applies to a behemoth. It doesn't apply to an adam. An adam doesn't have hooves. And the word in chutin, that's like in your mouth, the mocking the teeth by a behemoth, there's big pieces of gum there. So an adam doesn't have that. An adam has only teeth there. So if so, these two mumim, kolot and chutin, they don't have by an adam, so the behemoth namila listen. It wouldn't be possible by a behemoth. So the kids of Torah just can't write just down only the mumim by an adam, because there are certain mumim that apply to behemoth that we don't have by Nodim. Since so good, so whereas if so, the licht of Rachmana kulub of behemoth. Let the Torah write all the mumim by the pasha of a behemoth. And learn how to exer shava, I would know they apply to another also. So whereas says, no, again, how I mean I would have thought to say, kol the posel be behemoth, posel be yodim. True, any pastors that you have by behemoth would apply to another. But the gibain, the chorum, the lesnai b'behema, this gibbon, if the eyebrows come off, or chorum, if the nose is missing, or smooth, the lesnai b'behema, these things don't have by behema. Behema doesn't have eyebrows. The behema doesn't have a nose in the same place, in between its eye. If so, since these mum were not applied by behema, I would have thought, the yodim nami lalusa, they're not applied to an adam also. So the kid said, there are certain mumim that only apply to an adam, and certain mum only apply to behemoth. Therefore, Torah has to write in separate each one by itself. Smar still says, let the Torah just write this Iver and Pisech and Shavar just like one of them. Because the mum that applies equally to both of them, it should have only written by one. Now these special mum that only apply to Nodim or only apply to behemoth, that I understand. The ones that do not apply by Nodim, and only apply to Behemoth, like we just said, call it, if the hooves are round, or else the chutin, in the case by the gums, if it's missing there, let that write special by Behemoth. And behind us is other mumin, the lasnaya bidach, that does not apply by Behemoth, is lichta b'yodim, let's write it by Nodim. We had before, like this gibein, the eyebrow, that does not apply to a Behemoth, it only applies to Nodim. So now you understand. The special about a behemoth it should write, and the special about an adam it should write. But not these middle ones of Iver, Pisech, and Shavar. And then, the Gerof Yelefes, Hocha Bacha. Let's just say, Gerof Yelefes by both. And the Luf, from Yadadi, I'll learn out behemoth from Adam, other from behemoth. So, still a question. Even though true, it has to write some special to each one of them, but why does it have to write a lot of mumin? It says in both places, Stam Extra. So why does the Torah say extra words for? So my answer, that's not a question. My answer, I'll tell you, Elo Ketona Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Elo Ketona Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Ketona Devei Rabbi Shmuel, he learns that Kol Pasha Shenemra, if you learn the Pasha one place, and V'nishnis is said over again in the second place, you should know, Lo Nishnis Elo V'shvil Dovashim Eschadish Bo, it was only said over for the Chiddush that it has there. Meaning to say like here, these mumim by a behema. It has to say some mums by a behema. It has to say kolot. So since it says some already, that's the chiddush, it says a lot of them. It's not a question why it says it over again. That's a klal. Even though it's saying over a whole parsha, as long as one thing there is a chiddush, it's okay. That's a derech haTorah sometimes, to write over other things, since it has to write one, it says the other things along with it. That's why Tana the Rabbi Shmuel. That Kol Pasha Shenemer Benishtas, even though it's written once and then twice, you could answer Lenishtas, it was only written the second time, Ela Bishvil Dovish in the Chavishvo. So also by Behema, there is a certain movement that's a Chiddush, it's Kolut. So it's a Chiddush by Behema, so once it says Kolut, it says already all the other ones also, or some of the other ones. Now, Omar Rav, Rava says like this, Lomali the Kosov Achmona Mum Biyodom, how come a Torah writes a parsha of Mum by a Kohen? Mum the Kodeshim, we know a Behema, that's a Korban, Oyla Shlom, all Kabonis, if they're about Mum, they're possible to be brought for Korban. And Mum B'Bechor, if you have a Bechor that has a Baal Mum also, it can be brought for Korban. So we have to have these three separate parshas. Like one we learn out one from the other. Most of three, no, we need all three. Because the Kosov Rachmon and Mum B'Yodom would have just wrote the parsha of Mum by Nodom. Why is he came to serve every mitzvahs? Another has a lot of mitzvahs. So therefore he has the parsha of Mum. But behemoths don't have mitzvahs, there's no parsha of Mum. Now, if so, so good. So let the Torah just write it by a Bechor. Someone says, no, Otom is Bechor. If it would have just written the Mumim by a Bechor, I could not pronounce Otom from it. Why? Because Otom is Bechor. Guess it should be Odin of the Chor Lo Yossi. He Lo Yossi. Take the word that the word Behemer out. You know, three gifts like this. Odin of the Chor. If I would have just written the passages of Mumbai the Chor, I would not learn out a coin from it. Why? Shekain who adds my Korban gave him Mizbeach. Maybe only the Chor that it itself is a Korban brought on the Mizbeach. Therefore, the Torah was marked that it shouldn't be a Baal Mum. But a coin is not brought from itself on the Mizbeach. Maybe we don't care if he's a Baal Mum. Okay. Now, Kotchim, though, the Bechor, how come I, what do we need a new Pasha by Kotchim, other Kabonis? Learn out other Kabonis from a Bechor. They're both brought on the Mizbeach for Korbin. So I should learn out just like by Bechor, there's a Psul Mum, who would do my Kotchim also. Mer says, no, Lo Yossi, Shekain Kedushosim Erechim. Say a Bechor has something special to it, it's Kaddish automatically when it's born from its womb. The womb where it comes out of the womb of the mother. I think in Shah Kotchim you have to be Makdashid, it's not so common. Now, Odom Mikodeshim Uyosif would have just written it by Shah Kotchim. I cannot learn out Odom from it. Why? Again, Shekain Heinatman Craven, a Kotchim, a Korban Oilo, it's brought on the Mizbeach. That's what there was Makbid on Mum. I think in Bain Odom, they weren't Makbid. Now, Bechor Mik, this is a good Kasha. Bechor Mikodeshim, let the Torah just write the Pasha of Mum by Kotchim. I don't need the Pasha of Bechor. The Mursas also know. They will not be able to learn out. Why? She came to Shosoi Meruba. I tell you, it's interesting that Kodshim, there are a lot of different types of Kodshim. Rashi says, there's a Chatis, Oshom, Oyla, Shlomim. Therefore, it has a lot of Kedusha to it. So, therefore, oh, I cannot learn out Kodshim, I will not learn out a Bechor from Kodshim. So, therefore, that's the Parsha of Mum by Bechor and the Parsha of Mum by Kodshim. Now the Gemara says, okay, chod mi chod lo yasu, one from one can learn out. But teisi chod mitati, it should have only said two of the three, and the third one I learn out from the other two. The Gemara says, no, let's see again. May hey teisi, which one can learn out from? If you want to say that lo licht of rachman of bechor, the Torah should not write by a bechor. If you teisi, may I learn out bechor from the other two? No, malana shekein to shosa meruba. Then they have a lot of kedusha. Kodshim has a lot of Kedusha, a lot of different Kabonis. Odom also has a lot of mitzvahs to it. So therefore, I couldn't learn out Bechor, I cannot learn out Bechor from those two. And also, Vnoigim Epshutim, they apply even to a Poshit, not only to a Bechor. So I cannot learn out a Bechor from those two. It's so good, the Lichter, the Kochim, Torah Shem, wrote by Kochim, and learn out Kochim from the other two. No, Malhanach Shekin Kishosom Yaleim. They're both Kaddish by themselves. Meaning to say, a Bechor was born a Bechor, and a Kain is born a Kain. Mashenkin Kodshim, you have to be Makdashid, you can learn out. I cannot learn out that Kedusha, where you have to prove it from a Kedusha, comes by itself. When it comes by itself, maybe it's more Chomer. Okay, but still, Lo Lichter B'Yodim, a Torah Shinter wrote the Parsha by Nodom. V'Teisi Menach, learn out from the other two, from Kodshim and from Bechor. Morris says, no, Malahanech, those two are special. Shekein heinatzmon trev megabi amizbeach, that there the goof, the animal itself, is brought either for korban oila or for bechor. So therefore, the Torah is makbid on a mum. But maybe by a kohen he himself is not brought. Maybe the Torah is not makbid. Therefore, tzricha talk out three separate pashas here. You cannot learn out one from the other. Now the Mishnah says, Yasser Aleihem Ba'adam, an Adam has certain mumim more than a Bechor, than a Behema. So Mishnah says, Menu an Emili, how do we know to say this, that an Adam has more than a Behema? Omer Rabbi Yechon, the Yomakor, the Postik says, Kol Ish, Asher Boy Mum, Mizer Aaron. So that's like this, any person that has a mum, but also says Mizer Aaron, so Darshan Ish, Sheshova Bezara Shal Aaron. Like, where do we have to come on that a mum, if he's an either or a pisech, that passes him? Only if he looks like a normal kohen, then a mum passes him. But let's say a person that's not shavah bezara shel aron, so then even without a mum, he becomes possible. That's pshat now mishnah. We'll soon see these heads, if they're shaped the wrong way, he looks funny, he's not shavah bezara shel aron. So that's also a passless by a kohen. And the Bar Rashi says, "Ish hashav b'zara shel Aaron, who the boy mumin, a mumah, a person that looks normal, a kind of looks normal, then a psul mum passes him, if he's an iver or if he's a pesach. Who ain't shav b'zara shel Aaron, let's say he looks funny anyway, then b'loy mumin am misal, he's even possible without a mum, he's possible because he's not shav b'zara shel Aaron. So mashma by a kain, there's two types of psulim. There's a mum, and there's a fact that he's not like all the other kahanim. Morris says, if so, Maik, what should be the difference between Mumu l'shein l'shov b'zara shalom? What's the difference whether he has